Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, air your grievances right now at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, going out to the leftist coast and our good friend L.A. Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Been far too long. I hope you've been listening.
Yeah, I've been listening. I've just been working, too. First, we the people are the government. And we can never forget that.
Come on.
And number two, I am a proud FDR Democrat, and I hope more Democrats come out and say that, because he did win 4 elections by landslides when he did run, and this country was great. I'm hearing a lot of Republican victimization today. The guy that just called in because you said something about the pillow guy.
Crackheads.
Oh, poor guy. Poor Mike Lindell. Poor, he's such a victim. Such a victim. Republicans are always victims. George War Criminal Bush speaking on an announcement talking about Putin and basically saying exactly what it is that he did to the people in Iraq. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. But
oh, yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Little Freudian slip there by W.
Well, he finally told the truth, I guess, after all those years. Because I'm sorry, I feel he does not deserve a pass. He should be in the Hague, and he also is somebody that opened the gates of hell of this whole thing and the whole Middle East and everything else. So
and there was something of an original big lie, wasn't there, Tom?
Yeah.
Weapons of mass destruction.
And they knew how to feed it to the media, didn't they?
They sure did. Media ate it right up and went right with it. And the thing is, even that video, you got people, it's just like when you did that thing at the correspondence there. Oh, where are those weapons of mass destruction? Not here. Not here. And all his rich buddy billionaires were all laughing. And they were all laughing the other day when he said that on that about misplacing Iraq for Ukraine and talking about Putin, and he was talking about himself. And they said, 75. I don't give a crap if you're 75 or not. You started something. I know that they've been doing the whole revamp tour on him and making him out to be, some type of, I guess, courageous Bush. But he's not. He's a piece of crap. He is the one that lied us into a war, killed hundreds of thousands of people, and really did exactly what Putin is doing. So I just don't think that he deserves any type of pass for anything that he's done. And I think he needs to go down in history as one of the worst presidents ever in the history of the United States. And this is what.
Well, leave a little room for Trump in there, Tom.
Well, at least I would say this, though, Tom. Trump didn't start a war that killed hundreds of thousands of people.
He just let him die of a pandemic.
Yeah, a million people.
Well, Trump killed his own people by their own,
ignorance.
Their own self.
Yeah, unfortunately, that didn't stay with them. There's collateral damage with that too, Tom.
I find George War Criminal Bush, that's what W stands for, war criminal. I still find what he did worse even than what Trump did. I think he is someone that should be sitting in the Hague, him and Cheney. For what they did to this country.
Well, Tom, I could argue the point, but we'd have to be on Venice Beach and we'd have to have all night. But I can't wait to get back out and see you out in L.A. We got to find
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling, Tom. Great to hear from you, man.
And Tom, keep an eye on the lovely Kelsey, because she's out there making mischief on the West Coast. Dom, one quick final story, perhaps, for the day, originally sourced from the Miami Herald. Fraud suspect faked presidential pardon signed by Donald Trump, Florida officials say.
Oh, I mean, he could be one of those, Wisconsin false electorates.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking, Don. Apparently, it's a crime to misrepresent a pardon from Donald Trump.
What?
A little bit from the reporting. Again, the Miami Herald, my source. a creative Florida man is, he's creative, Dom.
He's so creative.
Thinks outside the box.
Cut and paste.
A creative Florida man is accused of fabricating his own pardon from former President Donald Trump while he was under investigation for fraud. Federal court documents report. The ruse, which ultimately failed, is one in a series of frauds credited to Alexander, and it's like Lezinski, of North Reddington Beach in Pinellas County, according to U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Florida. So he's a Florida man. Among them, fraudulent deeds granting 22-year-old Lezinski ownership of other people's property. So when they talk about that title lock stuff, this is the guy.
This is the guy. Right, right. Can we buy like electoral lock? Is that something we could maybe you and I should make start a business in?
Well,
we guarantee your electoral votes.
Dom, it gets better. You're going to love this one. You'll actually appreciate this one. The Lezinski character, the Florida man, also apparently started a fictitious religious charity as opposed to the real religious charities.
How can you tell?
He called it Love and Bliss Incorporated. And he apparently used it for check kiting. Because he had the same attitude as you, Dom. God doesn't really need your money, but I do. 844-967-2789. Dom, I know you had one more grievance. Let me just throw this out there.
Last 2 minutes of the day. Oklahoma. Most severe abortion restriction laws.
Oklahoma.
In the nation. Upon conception, when two cells meet, it is now illegal because they don't want that to happen. So you can throw away any pretense of, oh, the heartbeat, and it's a little heartbeat, and they have little fingers. Nope. You could throw away, it feels pain, and it's a, nope. This is entirely and 100%. When you talk about outlawing the aborting of two cells, this is religious. This is religious indoctrination. This is canon law. They don't want Sharia law, Islamic law. These are religious zealots telling you how to live your life. And Oklahoma State Rep. Mickey Dolenz, according to Mediaite.com, floated an idea to other state legislators this week ahead of passage 4327, which would stand as the most restrictive abortion law in the country if enforced. Her great idea. She invited those who were voting for the bill to consider a bill he is thinking of introducing next year, one that would give mandatory vasectomies to young men, promising an eventual reversal when they reach a point of financial and emotional stability.
I'm still not there.
I would invite you to co-author a bill that I'm considering next year that would mandate that each male, when they reach puberty, get a mandatory vasectomy that's only reversible when they reach the point of financial and emotional stability. Or perhaps viability. The state representative admitted that such a bill was really more to emphasize his criticisms of a crazy restrictive abortion law. If you think that's crazy, then I think that maybe you understand how 50% of Oklahomans feel, the Democrat said. Mandatory vasectomies for all young men.
Thank you to Kari Pennybaker. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Evan, thanks for doing double duty. Thank you, Dom. Stick around, Data Fruits Radio, then In Pursuit of Sunshine on the radio, and then Rick Smith. Have a great weekend.